Hello?
Hey, is this Dennis?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
My name's Daniel. I work with Movers. How's it going today?
Not bad. How's the move going?
It's going great. It's a little tough to get in, but one of my guys climbed up the drain pipe to the second floor window. He got through there, went down the stairs, then opened the door for us. But, we figured it out.
The instructions that I gave to the person on the phone were very clear. There is a key hidden under a hider rock. And then you circle around to the back and you open up the sliding glass door. Is that how you guys enter?
No, I didn't see those instructions.
I'm a little confused as to how you got in, but if you got in, then I'm happy that that's what happened.
Yeah, me too. There was a little bit of an issue. I just wanted to let you know about it.
What happened?
So I was trying to bring the love seat up the spiral staircase in the back, and it got stuck.
I'm sorry. What? There is no spiral staircase in my new house.
That's funny.
What's funny?
You saying that you don't have a spiral staircase? Like, why are you messing with me, bro?
There is no spiral staircase in my house. There is a straight four steps into a one floor house.
Wait, you're serious?
I am very serious. Are you serious?
Oh my God. I think I put your stuff in the wrong house.
Tell me you're joking right now or you're on drugs.
Yeah, I'm looking at my sheet right now. I'm,
Are you serious?
yep. Mixed up the addresses. Oh man.
Wait, are
Oh,
you
I'm such a
kidding
doofus
me?
sometimes.
At this point, you're criminally liable. Do you have insurance?
Oh, okay. I just figured it out. I put his stuff in your new house, and I put your stuff in this guy's new house.
What I need you to do is go to wherever you got my stuff and get it.
No.
Are you in a haze right now?
Actually, no, actually, I have a better idea.
And what is that?
Okay, so I'm gonna give you the phone number for the owner of this house. Would you mind calling him to see if he could do a house swap or something?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Oh,
Are you
cool.
out of your mind right now?
So you're cool with the house swap idea?
No, I am not cool with the house swap idea. I am
Oh,
not cool with my
you just said that you would love to do that.
No, I would not. That was sarcasm, you idiot. Are you man? Please speak to your supervisor.
If I'm being 100% honest, I kind of like the other guy's house better than yours.
Don't tell me you like the house. What you need to do is shut the up,
Well,
get my stuff,
no,
and put it
don't.
in the right
Hey, look,
address.
don't get offended, man. It's just the floor plan,
I'm not
the
getting
open concept idea. I kind of like that. And then the backyard space in the other guy's is really well done. Are you sure you don't want to ask him about it?
Yo, what kind of drugs are you on? Like, where do you get this stuff? Like, how do you hold, maintain a job? Who birthed you?
Oh,
I
man.
don't even know how to insult you. You're so goddamn
That's a
stupid.
lot of questions. I gotta write that down. What was the first one again? Who birthed
Oh, my
me?
God, dude.
Well, and then you
Dude,
said
like, how
something
many
else.
times did your mom fall down while she was pregnant with you? Do you have, like, ballpark figure on that?
I mean, from what I've heard, it was over 4 times. But it was under 7 for sure. So somewhere between 4 and 7.
Seven, you're drooling. Four, this is what you get at four. Dude, I don't have time for this.
Dennis.
Time for this.
Hey, man, you sound really angry right now.
I need to speak to your supervisor first before I find you and choke the living out of
Well,
you.
but hold on, man. Before you do that, before we get choking, you should know something, okay? I don't actually work for the moving company.
You're telling me you're not even licensed to do this?
No, I'm not licensed to do anything because.
I can believe that. That's the first thing you said that I can believe, pal.
I have to tell you, this is actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Real?
No. Your friend Kenny set you up for a prank. He said that you were stressed because you had to work while the movers took care of your stuff, and so he wanted to mess with you. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, man.
You really sounded like you wanted to hurt me.
If I'm being honest right now, man, I still really want to hurt you. Oh my God,
But
dude.
hey, you know what? I still think you should consider putting a spiral staircase in there.
You know, right after I get out of the hospital for my blood pressure situation, yeah, I might do that.